Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2009 were presented on Thursday, April 30th. Calliope means beautiful voiced, like the muse of eloquence and poetry. A calliope is a musical instrument, a steam organ. Calliope is a species of hummingbird. And Calliope is the student journal of art and literature, published every spring at Northern Virginia Community College, Annandale campus. It is a collaboration of the Departments of English and Liberal Arts under sponsorship of the Division of Languages and Literature. The faculty committee and editorial staff of Calliope 2009 thank the many students who submitted their art or words for consideration. The Calliope committee thanks Annandale faculty and staff in the following offices, divisions, and committees for their continued and generous support. Office of the Provost, Office of Student Development, Division of Languages and Literature, Division of Liberal Arts, Lyceum Committee, Languages and Literature Events Committee, Media Manager and Staff of the Nova Office of Public Information and Publications, and the faculty and students of the campus creative writing and art courses. Now you will hear winners in the category of poetry as they read their works. Honorable mention is the Angel, Color Theory.
And first I'd like to thank everyone yet again, so thank you. And after this, from noon actually continuing till 5, there is a performance of music and dance and comedy going on over in the cafeteria, Nova Stock, so I encourage everyone to go to that. I will be reading more poetry. But so this will be my poem, Color Theory. They say she's too green to sing the blues like Billy Dunn. Her strange fruit is an unpollinated bud that never has or ever will see Papa Sun. Her lilting cries of pain don't have enough history in them to satisfy the tumbled, silky old cats who used to make the birds chirp like anything back when their pajamas were the nattiest in town. Even if she could make saints walk the streets of New Orleans just to be closer to her voice, back at the lounge, they'd still want capital H holiday tides. She's prohibited from getting her pantaloons wet in because she was born on the white side of the tracks, away from the musical creating of the Shoeshine Blue Ocean. Revolutions later, she dreams of the colorblind fruit she has borne, running off towards the peaceful brasset trumpet of a lover, and trying to find Louie in the sounds of sticky shrimp gumbo air. Thanks.
Second prize, Frank Anderson, Cell Block.
I want to thank the editors for choosing my poem, and I want to thank my professor, Jen Daniels, for convincing me to submit this. My poem's called Cell Block. It's about a typical day in the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center. Wake up to the clack, clack, the doors unbolt. Chow time, barks the deputy. Shouts bounce off the cinder blocks. It's 4 a.m. Cold boiled eggs and tasteless grits, oversweet coffee, and if you're lucky, greasy, thick-skinned lynx with gray gristle. Breakfast tray slides through the slot, shuffle back in shower shoes. Roll the egg beneath your palm to crack the shell. TV blares throughout the day. Someone's always working out. His sweat hangs in the airtight room. Cloud of powder suffocates. Another day with 12 strange men. Red bracelets stand for violent crime. White, nonviolent. Yellow, mental. But we all walk down the long corridor, chained together, to the courtroom. Thank you.
Best of publication, Majda Gama, Elixir of the East. Reading this work is Professor Jen Daniels.
Majda was really disappointed that she couldn't be here, but she's out of the country, so she asked me to read her poem for her and to say how much she appreciated being in Calliope. This is her second appearance. So I'm going to read Elixir of the East. I had a pronunciation lesson in advance from Solomon, so hopefully I'll hit all the words exactly right. So the poem begins with a quote from Rumi, the Sufi poet. There is a certain love that is formed out of the elixir of the East. I've seen you in the souks that spill with people, on streets that reek of three continents, found you filling cut glass crystal with the scent of nine woods and the rose petals of three cities. You shone through the petrels marked markets in pearls of resin gum, bangles of bridal gold, and thin fingers of saffron, left muddy footprints of cardamom coffee in Demitasse cups on the rainy tables of London's Edgware Road. Behind the glass of TV sets, Western tongues have long worried the meat of you, Palestine, Iraq, black oil. If I could bargain you back from insurgents and armies, from the pockets of royals, presidents, and Mahdis, I'd place you in the hollows of my body, the naked wrists, the downturned neck. These deserts starve for your rain. So thank you very much.
Don't miss our next podcast. You'll want to hear winners in the categories of creative nonfiction and of English as a second language. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.